Good morning, everybody. Happy Christmas. We've made it. Nearly. As we come to worship, let us go in heart and mind to see what has come to pass. Let us go with the shepherds. Let us go to find the Saviour. Let us go with the wise ones. Let us go to find God's promise born for us. Let us go with the poor and the humble. Let us go to find our King, born in a lowly manger. Let us go with all the world, with all the peoples of the nations. Come, let us worship. Come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Let's join our voices with loud praise and adore him as we come and join the praise of heaven. O come, all ye faithful, all four verses.
Come, O ye faithful, joyful,
Let's pray. And these are words called In This Small Place Made Glorious by Brad Offutt. God of unimaginable love, on the first Christmas you became one of us. We celebrate your love for every person, in every place and every time. God of all humanity, you offered your peace to anyone, anyone who would be satisfied with your presence. We celebrate your peace in your church and accept your commission to share it in all the world. God of the shepherds, you announced your arrival among us to the poorest, the most humble. We celebrate your good news to each of us and to everyone right here where we are. God of the manger, you came to us through your Son in a small and simple place. We celebrate your presence with us this day, in this small place made glorious by your being in it. God of deliverance, you came to be one of us in order to deliver all of us. We celebrate your protection and your mercy toward all who are sick or in trouble. God of birth, when you became as we are, you opened yourself to each of us, no matter who or what we are. We celebrate this day your kingdom, and that we are welcome in it right now and always. Keep us close, now and in the life to come. God of Christmas, bless us as we once again celebrate your coming into your creation. Amen. Let's say the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So we continue the celebration, and I want you to look a bit more like you're celebrating. You look a bit miserable. I'll be honest. I'm not feeling it. So let's come and join the celebration. Number 83. Besides him.
Thank you.
You're getting there. That half an hour makes all the difference, doesn't it? You're just starting to warm up. So, who's had presents this morning? Who's been good? Actually, that's two different things, isn't it? Who's been good? Who's had presents? Has anyone opened their presents?
No,
I haven't either. I glanced at them and went, great, see you later. Anyone get anything nice? Talk it over there. This is where I miss Annabelle, who would usually get a leg up on the chair and say, look, I've got new boots. So this is for you, Annabelle. Anybody? Anybody want to confess what they've had? Sweets are good. I've ate my body weight in chocolate so far. I intend to continue it. Socks. I love socks. I always wear a different pair of socks through the whole of Advent, Christmas socks. I've got that many now. I don't have to wash them until the new year. It's not the same pair. It is a different pair. Who was expecting to get presents? But what I want to do this morning to start with is to tell the whole Bible story with presents. So lock the door, Joy. We're going to be here for a while. What?
Hold the turkey.
Yeah, hold the spuds. It's a long book. Yeah. It's not a big bag, though. Look, it's not too bad. Because as we were talking and as we've been singing, as we've been celebrating, we got the best gift that first Christmas. And so as we think about God's story, I want to think about telling it. And you said we get lots of sweets at Christmas. So who would like one of my presents? There was a big hint there as to what was in it, Steve. Because you haven't opened any presents, have you? There we go. Possibly.
I'm not very good at answering.
Could be a forfeit, even worse. Open it then. This will depend how the rest of the service goes. If it's a question or a forfeit, everyone will go, no, not me. I don't want to open it. Oh, some galaxy. What does the verse say on your galaxy?
It's from Genesis 1. Mm-hmm. Verse 1. In the beginning, God created.
Yep.
And then, yeah, that's it. And 31, verse 31. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good.
Excellent. And that's what we get, don't we? Right at the beginning of the Bible. It's a good place to start, don't you think? Yeah, who said that? The start at the very beginning? No. Sound of Music. Yeah, I thought it was Julie Andrews. Had it in my brain. Sorry, brain's gone off to Christmas movies. Yes, in the beginning, God created. What did God create? Everything. The galaxies. Big hint with the chocolate. That was worth opening, wasn't it, Steve?
Yes.
Are you happy now?
Yes.
Well, I see. My life's work is done. Steve is happy at Christmas. You are, actually, in fairness. God made everything. He made the world, he made the stars, space, the galaxies, the whole universe, and everything in it. And he declared that it was not just good, but that it was very good. Isn't that great? That God looked upon his world and said, it is very good. Who would like a present? Now you've realised it's not as bad as you thought. Or is it? Okay, Zach, I think you might like this one. There we go, thank you. Yeah, so what, for the people on Zoom, what Zach's got in his packet is a packet of those Sours sweets. That's just the response I wanted. Thank you, Debbie. I mean, I quite like Sours sweets personally, but yes, and the verse that you read, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I know you want the galaxy. I did say it may not all be as you think. Now, I know some people, like Debbie, are not keen on sours or Tangtastics or the like. I quite like them in some ways. But my friend says they make your tabs laugh. Have you heard that saying? It means it makes your ears. You know when you eat something sour and you feel it, don't you, in the back of your ear? So she said it makes your tabs laugh. And after the fall, which we read in Genesis 3, so we're moving on from Genesis 1 to Genesis 3, all sitting comfortably, when humankind disobeyed God, things in God's creation were not going as they should. There was wars and hatred and sadness. Our relationship with God was broken, and that made God sad and people lost. Humanity needed someone to come and give them hope, to help them and show them a new way to live. So, Kathy, what have we got for you? I won't make you singing. I wouldn't do that to anyone. It is Christmas, after all. Joy really has locked you in. Great, thank you. So, Zoom people, Kathy has three packets of love hearts. Father, Son, Father, Holy Spirit. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God loved us so much that he decided to send someone very special, his own Son, who had been with him since the beginning. And that's why we keep coming back to in the beginning. Who else would like a present? Oh, you're all looking scared now. I'm getting bigger. That should be tempting you. Sorry, excuse me. Okay. Don't be afraid. I've got one saved up for you. Yeah. Fabulous. So, in that packet was jelly babies. Yay. Now, I'm not keen on jelly babies, but you like those. See? All right, we'll swap. You have my jelly babies, I'll have your sours. But John 1 starts exactly as Genesis 1 starts, in the beginning. And it's something that we need to remember. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus was there right at the beginning. God created the world for himself, for Jesus. But he lowered himself in humility and came in the flesh and dwelt among us. So God sent a baby. And we've said, haven't we, over this Christmas period, that wasn't what we would have expected. We'd have expected a mighty warrior to come in and destroy all of the things that were bad. But God said, no, I'm coming in humility. But it wasn't just any baby. It was his own son. Now, I don't know if you know this, but jelly babies were originally called peace babies. Anyone know that? No? No, they had another name before that, which wasn't very nice. But in 1918, when Bassetts took over, they were called peace babies because they were there to mark the end of World War I. And so that reminds us, again, of one thing, that Jesus came to bring us peace. And we read in that Christmas reading that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So we've got another couple of parcels. Who wants one? Don't look down, Debbie. Too late. I saw you. Glasses on. Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
Oh. See, I knew.
It
wouldn't work with opal fruit.
Matthew 2. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that had seen them rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
Thank you. Yeah, you're happy now, aren't you? Yeah, yeah, see, I knew. Good job I know what's in my packages. Like I said, if it'd still been opal fruits, it wouldn't have worked. Actually, when I was looking for Starburst, I actually came across some opal fruits, and I was like, oh. So I don't know who's picked up that. But yes, when we think about Christmas, what do we think about? Stars, yes. It was the star that brought the kings, or the magi, or the wise men, whatever you want to call them, to see baby Jesus. God sent a star to shine over the place where Jesus was, so that people would know where to find him. And we remember that same star is what should shine out of us and into our homes and communities, as so that people will still find Jesus today. So I have one more parcel. Can anyone guess what it is? So possibly if you could guess, you might want it. Or not. Okay, who wants my last parcel? Great, stuffy then, I'll open it myself. Was that a finger there, Michelle? Yeah, I thought it was. yeah, I saw that. I saw you. Licorice all sorts, is that all right?
Yeah.
Good.
Romans 5 verse 8, God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Okay, so for those on Zoom, licorice all sorts, God proves his own love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now, I love licorice all sorts. Anyone else? Yeah, it's a bit like Marmite thing, isn't it? Some do, some don't. But that's the point, isn't it? That reminds us that Jesus came for all sorts. Just as well, really, isn't it? Because we are definitely all sorts. All sorts of people, each one of us. And if we had the choice, I'm good, aren't I? You've got to admit it. Yeah. The hope and peace that Jesus brings at Christmas is God's gift to all of us. And he doesn't pick and choose. He doesn't go, oh, I don't like that one. Or I don't like that one. Or that one's miserable. Or that one this. Comes for each one of us. Now, do you think this distribution of sweets is fair? Looks like the only people who've got sweets are the ones who were bold enough to put their hand up. Do you all think you deserve sweets? You're looking at me as if say, what? Sorry, am I speaking a foreign language? Do you think it's fair that only the people that answered the parcels have got sweets? No. Do you think I would do that to you at Christmas? Unfortunately, part of my commission is to love you all the time. I'm trying to live up to it. So if you would like a sweet, then grab one on your way out. That's why we celebrate, and that's why we have the reason to celebrate at Christmas, that Jesus came as a gift to each one of us, to save us and to show us peace and love and peace to the world. Amen. Let's sing number 589, See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw. So over this Advent period, we've been thinking about how we can apply the word, and I've been giving you A's to think about. Well, I've been giving you M's as well, but I never finished the A's. Christmas is the event of the greatest sacrifice, that God became man. It's the day when God gave humankind the greatest gift, his only begotten Son. And so it's always worth remembering and going back to that first Christmas. We've been thinking about how to celebrate Christmas meaningfully and apply it to our lives. So I said right at the beginning of Advent that there were five A's. We've done three of them. What were they?
Adoration.
Adoration. You have to shout, I'm a bit deaf. Did I hear someone say something?
Abandon.
Yep. And?
Announcing.
Announcing. Extra chocolate for Debbie. The rest of you? Why do I bother? Yes, the first one we had right at the beginning of Advent was that we have to adore our Lord. And that's why we sing, don't we? Come, let us adore him. They're not just words that we sing. They're the way that we should show through our whole lives. The first Christmas focused upon the true worship of the King of Kings, the birth of Christ. Jesus made both heaven and earth rejoice. Can you just imagine what that must sound like? It's nice, isn't it, when you go to a concert and everybody's singing together, or you're in a football match and everyone's bouncing and singing at the same time. Can you imagine if the whole earth was rejoicing as it was on that first Christmas day? The angels proclaimed glory to God. And the Magi were filled with great joy, we read, as they adored and worshipped the baby Jesus by giving him the gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. And when we thought about abandon, we were encouraged to abandon our sinful lives. What gives us joy this Christmas season is the gift of salvation. We know that the name Jesus means Saviour. Jesus came to this world to deliver people from their sins. When I said to you that we're going to do the whole Bible in sweets, you looked at me in horror. Did you realise how much a part of it was that the people turned away from God? But God came and brought about the solution. And the rest of the Bible tells us we have a Saviour and we can accept that precious gift at any time. When we're ready, we have to decide ourselves, as I said a few weeks ago. Jesus is standing at the door of our hearts and he's knocking. If we hear his voice, we can open the door now and invite him into our hearts, and he will come in and bless us richly. And when we thought about announcing the good news, the angel of the Lord came to announce the message of good news during that first Christmas. The message of the angel was a message of salvation. He came to proclaim the glorious news that a Saviour had been born in Bethlehem. This message is a message of hope. The good news of salvation is hope for all sorts of people. And so we come to our last two A's. The next one is act. Act to make peace and live in peace. When we hear the news headlines, we do wonder when we will ever know true peace. And we know the answer is only when Jesus comes again. But it doesn't stop us praying for it. It doesn't stop us being peacemakers. Not to solve the whole world problems, but even in our own families and communities. We celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace during Christmas. The angels sang, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. The message of Christmas is a message of reconciliation. So this Christmas maybe is the opportunity to reconcile with those that we have hurt or have hurt us. Take the initiative and reach out in humility like Jesus. The Bible says, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all humanity. We must make every effort to make peace between people during this season, and it begins with us. So let's get engaged in the ministry of reconciliation and act. And finally, the last A, and I will test you when I come back in the new year. Attend. Attend to the needs of the poor. The Christmas celebration, which keeps the poor and needy out, is meaningless before God. Jesus chose a poor family for his birth. When Jesus was presented at the temple, his parents could not afford an extravagant gift to sacrifice. So they offered what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Jesus identified himself with the poor. The Bible says that Jesus came to preach the gospel to the poor. If you remember at the beginning of Luke, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I come to proclaim good news to the poor. The word also tells us that we should remember the poor. When we ponder the realities of a tragic world, one in which fellow humans are being engulfed in chaos and pain and fear and death, we will not allow the selfishness and greed which usually rules over this season. Mother Teresa, someone that I quote often as well, once prayed, "Make us worthy, Lord, to serve these people throughout the world who live and died in poverty and hunger. Give them through our hands this day their daily bread, and by our understanding love, give them peace and joy." What a wonderful thing to think of as we head into a new year. The Christmas story exemplifies the spirit of giving. John 3:16, God gave us quite freely his own son. Let us search for ways to share what we have with the less fortunate of the world. And the Bible tells us that we'll be blessed in doing so. That's what the Bible promises. Mother Teresa again once said, "When a person dies of hunger, it has not happened because God did not take care of them. It has happened because neither you nor I wanted to give that person what they needed." Let us decide to be contributors to the world of those around us, rather than just being consumers. And so as we think of those five A's, I pray that you will take them into the new year and apply them so that the spirit of Christmas continues through the new year. Decide to share the word and the love of God with those who have never heard about that first Christmas. There are more and more people who don't know what Christmas is all about because they're getting mixed messages in schools, in their early years. Let's be the ones who tell people what Christmas is all about. And perhaps ask God to lay on our hearts one person who needs to hear the good news of Jesus this new year. And ask him for the opportunity to show the love of God to that person and let the true meaning of Christmas change the world. Amen. And so we will proclaim, and this is a chance for you to really let rip, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," number 211.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Open our eyes, Lord, to see your loving presence in the world. Open our hearts to sense your love for everyone in the world. Open our minds to understand that whatever our creed, colour or culture, you came to bring peace to the world. Lord, help us to keep the Christmas spirit all year round, for you still dwell with us today in the hearts of those who love you. Amen. Happy Christmas, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day.